SBS Radio.
Yes, there's been a lot of heartfelt statements made. For example, Anton Block, president of the Executive Council of Australian Jury, told us to kill unarmed civilians peacefully gathered at a prayer in a place of sanctuary is an utter act of evil. And he said it was a perverse and cowardly crime that the Jewish community knows only too well. He said, we extend on behalf of the Australian Jewish community our deepest sympathies to the communities affected, to the people of Christchurch and to the Islamic community in New Zealand and also here in Australia, who are also feeling it very, very deeply. We had Jeremy Liebler, president of the Zionist Federation of Australia. He said, as Jews, we know what it's like to live in fear. The Tree of Life massacre in Pittsburgh in the USA, that disaster is still fresh in all of our minds. And he said, we demanded action then, and we demand action now. And the Jewish community stands with the Muslim community in facing this shocking act of terror and hate. Others to share sentiments, these sentiments were Jennifer Hupert, president of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, and Davir Abramovich, chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission. And in New South Wales, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies actually launched a crowdfunding campaign in support of the Muslim community in Christchurch. It donated the first $1,800, and at the time of going to print, the latest update was more than $60,000 had been raised, and the hope is to raise more than $100,000 for the Muslim community in Christchurch. And people can donate through the GoFundMe website, through Christchurch Appeal, New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And there was also a lot of reaction by the Jewish community in New Zealand, and the Jewish News spoke to the New Zealand Jewish Council President, Stephen Goodman. He told us in an unprecedented move, New Zealand's only Jewish school was closed last Monday, while all shul services in New Zealand were cancelled the following weekend in the wake of the Christchurch terrorist attack. And it's understood that that is the first time that Jewish organisations in New Zealand were closed specifically due to terrorism concerns after New Zealand police recommended that move. So that's quite a disturbing situation there.
And we're talking to Shane Dziadnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, do you think that the Australian Jewish community is more worried now about similar attacks?
Well, I suppose these kind of things are always in the back of your mind, and especially when this could happen. It could happen. A few of the leaders also said here that, if it can happen in a mosque, it can happen in a church, it can happen in a synagogue. And actually, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, also said exactly that. And he said an attack on one religion, on one community group praying, is an attack on all religions. And I think many listeners would agree with that.
And the Prime Minister actually pledged $55 million to increase security, to boost security for synagogues, for schools, and for all religions. But it seems that the Jewish community didn't wait till 2019 to boost security. We've always been very aware of it.
Yeah, that's right. So there was an additional $55 million to the Safer Communities Fund. That's on top of $70 million previously promised. And Mr. Morrison actually made this announcement last week at an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Sydney. And he said he sees every Australian as an individual, not part of some tribal group to be traded off against another. And he said he believes not in tribalism that divides, but in an us that unites. And that includes Jewish Australians. And in addition, in New South Wales, speaking of increased funding for security in the wake of this, the New South Wales government announced $2 million in security funding for the Jewish community in New South Wales. And that is actually matched. It came a couple of weeks after the New South Wales Labor pledged that if they were elected, they would provide $2.2 million. So that means regardless of who won the election, the New South Wales election, whichever party got up, the extra funding, security funding would be there, which is very welcomed by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and, of course, the New South Wales Council for Jewish Community Security.
And we're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, you've got some news from Melbourne. A new rabbi for the Hadass community?
Yes, there was an elaborate and impressive ceremony welcoming Rabbi Shlomo Cohen to Melbourne's Hadass Israel congregation last week. He's become the community's fifth Rav since it was inaugurated in 1950. And prior to his arrival, Rabbi Cohen was a Rav in Kiryat Madersdorf in Jerusalem. And more than 600 people attended the opening ceremony. There was a torch-lit procession with musical accompaniment, similar to the procession that traditionally accompanies a Hachnasat Sefer Torah. And there was a banquet at the McHugh Pullman Hall in Albert Park, and the function was chaired by Reb Yitzchak Yaakov Friedman, and it featured a series of speakers from prominent community members. And also in Melbourne, of course, it was Purim very recently, the St. Kilda Shul's Rabbi Yaakov Glassman, he joined Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews in celebrating Purim together. And he said the pair caught up for a chat about the Chag when the Premier was visiting the Jewish Holocaust Center in Elsternwick. He showed the Premier a Megillah, and he shared a few tales about the lessons of Purim, and he says that symbolizes through Purim is the most joyous and celebratory of the Jewish festivals.
Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.